Hey, this is Christian
and Ryan
from Group Love, and you're listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford. Take me to your best friend's house, going around this roundabout, oh yeah. Tufts Freeform Radio.
Send you a letter from the front line. A bliss and applause and some good advice. Drug, I need cigarettes. There's killers behind us, devils ahead, send protection. I will drown in this city, I will drown in this trench built for. Take this guitar.
Make a new coat every day to suit your affairs. Kissing girls in English at the back of the stairs. You're a honey with the following of innocent boys. They never know it because you never show it. You always get your way. They never know it because you never show it. You always get your way. Have you and her been taking pictures of your obsession? Cause I met a boy who went through one of your sessions. In his blue velour and silk you liberated a boy I never rated. Now he's throwing discus for Liverpool and witness. You liberated a boy I never rated. Now he's doing business. Stars of track and field you are. Stars of track and field you are. Stars of track and field are beautiful people. Could I write a piece about you now that you've made it? About the hours spent the wilderness in your training. You only did it so that you could wear terry underwear, feel the city air run past your body. Your terry underwear, feel the city air run past your body. Could I write a requiem for you when you're dead? Had the mood, she had the speed, it went to her head. She never needed anyone to get around the track, but when she's on her back, she had the knowledge to get her into college. But when she's on her back, she had the knowledge to get her what she wanted. Stars of track. Track and field you are. Stars of track and field are beautiful people. Stars of track and field you are. Stars of track and field you are. Stars of track and field are beautiful
gonna have fun.
Oh yeah.
If you enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly, you'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the programs.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
Hey.
Okay, so guitar.
Okay, so let's start with this. What's your name?
Q-Tip.
Where were you going? Who were you going with?
Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. I gotta get it, I got to get it. I left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. I gotta get it, I got to get it. My mother went away for a month long trip, hunting some friends on an ocean liner ship. She made a big mistake by leaving me home. I had to roam, so I picked up the phone. Got Ollie up to see what was going down. Told him I'd pick him up so we could drive around. Took the Dodge Dart, a 74. My mother left the yard, but I needed one more. Shaheed had me covered with 100 greenbacks. So we left Brooklyn and we made big tracks. Drove down the belt, got on the conduit. Came to a toll, we paid and went through it. Had no destination, we was on a quest. Ollie laid in the back so he can get rest. Drove down the road for 2 days and a half. The sun had just risen on a dusty path. Just then a figure had caught my eye. A mirror for Sombrero who was 4 feet high. I pulled over to ask where he was at. His index finger, he tipped off his hat. El Segundo, he said, my name is Pedro. If you need directions, I'll tell you pronto. Need a civilization, some sort of reservation. He said a mile south, there's a fast food station. Thanks to y'all as I started the motor. Ali said,
damn, Tiff, what did you drive so far for? Well, describe to me what the wallet looks like.
Anyway, a gas station we passed. We got gas and went on to get grub. It was a nice little pump in the middle of nowhere. Anywhere would have been better. I ordered enchiladas and I ate them. Ali had the fruit punch. When we finished, we thought for ways to get back. I had a hunch. Ali said,
pay for lunch.
So I did it. Pulled out the wallet and I saw this wicked, beautiful lady. She was a waitress there. Put the wallet down and stared and stared to put me back into reality. Here's Shaheed.
Yo, Tip, man, you got what you need?
I checked for keys and started to step. What do you know? My wallet, I forget. Yo, it was a brown wallet. Had props numbers. Had my Jimmy hats. I gotta get it, man. Lord have mercy. The heat got hotter. Ali starts to curse me. I feel bad, but he makes me feel badder. Chit, chit, chatter. Car starts to scatter. Breaking on out, we was northeast bound. Jetting on down at the speed of sound. 3 days coming and three more going. We get back and there was no slack. 490 Madison, we're here, Shy. He said, all right, Chip, see you tomorrow. Thinking about the past week, the last week. Hands go in my pocket, I can't speak. Hop in the car and torpedo to the shack. The Shaheed, we gotta go back. When he said why, I said we gotta go. Cause I left my wallet in El Segundo. Yeah, I left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. I gotta get it, I got to get it. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Come on, let's go. Come on, let's go. Come on, let's go.
Thank you.
yeah. Projecting our lives now to this planet Earth. And the stars are projectors, yeah. Projecting our minds down to this planet Earth. Everyone wants a double feature. They want to be their own damn teacher. And how all the stars are projectors, yeah. Projecting our lives down to this planet Earth. It's all about the moderate climates. You wanna be blessed and be cursed for sure. And the stars are projectors, yeah. Projecting our lives down to this planet Earth. And the stars are projectors, yeah. Projecting our lives down to this planet Earth. Everyone wants a double feature. They want to be their own damn teacher. And how all the stars are projectors, yeah. Projecting our minds down to this planet Earth.
Throw away the pills. pills, 'cause it's a good day from morning till night.
Good morning, and we are here for Sunday service, starting early, and we're going to end early at 1 p.m., so not the regular hour. Sorry that I'm a little bit late. Yeah, I'm really late. I was supposed to start at 11, but I literally overslept, so you know how these things go. This is going to be the last Sunday service, I think. If not, I'll be here next Sunday, but after that, definitely last Sunday service of the summer, and we'll go into the fall schedule, and I will be here probably at random for Sunday service. It's been such a joy, it's been such a blast to be here every week for this entire summer, and I'm so grateful. Thank you, God. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you so much. I'm really looking forward to the new adventure that has to come here. And whatever it may bring, whatever may be, you know, I'm just so grateful that I got two Paranormal Playground Sounds shows twice a week here on WMFO. And I'm so grateful for that. And it was just such a treat to have this summer. And I'm just, oh my God, overwhelmed, overjoyed, and just over the moon, filled with love and gratitude for this ability to be able to express spirit, be with spirit, and really give an opportunity to heal and be able for you to be part of this healing, because it ain't easy, you know? It ain't easy sometimes. And so it's nice to have a portal where you can turn on and tune in, tap on, and really have a place to just hear information about spirit, hear music, you know, that is being channeled through spirit, or even sometimes just me. Sometimes I'm just picking a playlist, and sometimes the spirit is playing it. But I can't wait for our next adventure for the next year, semester, wherever it is, however long, whatever spirit wants it to be, on the Paranormal Playground Zones, because it is going to be wild. It's going to be a wild ride, and I can't wait for it. So I love you. I love you so much. Let's kick it off with some more bluegrass, like, again. So at 12:20, we're going to have the inspirational speaking, and we're going to wrap it up at 1. Yeah, it's okay that this was cut short, you know. I go with the flow and everything. So I love you to the moon and the stars and back. It's all good. It's all groovy. Let's get some bluegrass in here. The Blue Sky Boys. I like that. I like that name. It's a good name.
freight train runs so fast. Freight train runs so fast. Please don't tell what train I'm on. They won't know what route.
January of 1970, 40 years later, we still play your freeform music. WMFO's annual drive is in effect. We need your support to keep WMFO running so we can keep giving you your favorite music and bringing you the shows you love, such as The Lounge, On the Town with Mikey D, Bubbles in the Think Tank, and many more. Donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org, or mail a check made payable to trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you from all of us at your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston medium. That's right. That's right. How's my me? Yeah, it's been an interesting morning. You know, very interesting. And I'm just, you know, we're just wrapping up the summer. It's been such a blast. And I wish we could have those memories like recapped of like, and then play like that nostalgic music and like bullet, like put up like a, like on the screen, like, and the memories of Sunday service. The summer and the dopeness and the memories, because it's been such a good summer. It's been a really good summer. Life is really good. And I honestly, this enhances life. It always enhances this. This Sunday service, being able to just get into the Americana and get nostalgic, it's just wonderful, you know, to still have something like this up and to be able to be in a creative mode, just a creative place to always express this. And why not through spirit? You know, it's good. It's a good place to be, always and forever. So just chilling back, taking everything in, you know, because sometimes technical things can be frustrating during getting somewhere, being late, all of this stuff. But, you know, you realize it's all for the purpose. It's all for good timing. Like I have on my arm, it says good timing, my tattoo. You always know everything is in good timing and everything works out for your best yet to be. So I'm just giving out so much gratitude. There's a new moon Thursday. I think it's Thursday. Let me double check. It's the 14th, I believe. I don't want to give any misinformation out. It is. Yeah, the 14th. New moon. New moon. Instead of that doo-wop song, Blue Moon. New moon. You saw me standing alone. Yeah. New moon. So, actually, Spirit, in my dream, told me that this new moon, for some reason in particular, is very important. So, to wish upon that star. It's time to... Yeah, it's the 14th. Virgo teaches us to roll up our sleeves, to do the hard work needed to manifest the reality we want to live in. So apparently this new moon in Virgo is very, very important. Because I usually don't have spirit coming into my dreams reminding me about new moons, you know? Unless they really, really want me to buckle in, hang tight, and, you know, have it all, have that all there, so... Yeah, it's good. What are you going to manifest? You know, this is a good time to think about what do we, you know, I like, it's time to think about goals, you know, if we're not thinking about goals, you know, we're not thinking about what makes us happy, what we want to do, what is, you know, really, what is the point? Because when we're constant flow of talking about, you know, happy talk, we are really truly in the realm of manifesting that happy talk. Hi, happy talking, talking, happy talk. Talk about things you like to do. Such a good song. Remember South Pacific? That's what that's from. And then Captain Sensible remixed it. And then Dizzy Rascal remixed it. All the versions are actually really, really good. And that I just might be crazy and play both of those back to back. I might do that, you know? I might do that because it's like, why wouldn't that South Pacific? When was that movie made? 50s? I'm guessing the 50s. But that was such a good musical, such a good soundtrack. So it's reminding me that I actually want to get that soundtrack. I'm going to put that on my to-do list. Get South Pacific. Have you ever seen South Pacific? So you know what I noticed? it's a very similar, the cinematography is very similar to Apocalypse Now. So I was just like, okay. I was like, okay. Now I kind of know where, you know, he got this idea, Francis Ford Coppola. I'm seeing the similarities. I'm seeing it. But it was dope. He really made it, you know, into something dope. I mean, there's nothing evidence out there that's saying that's where he got it from. So, I mean, don't quote me. But in my own opinion, I feel like there may be an influence between, you know, those two magicaler things. Do you like how I say magicaler and making up words? Anyways, so I'm going to play Captain. I should play Happy Talk. South Pacific. I mean, it's fun. Why not? It could spark something, you know. Then play Captain Sensible, then play Dizzy Rascal. Who can, you know, whatever. Whatever. We have the time for that. We don't have time for that. We do have time for that. It's happening right now. It's nothing you can do. And it's like that scene in the movie where that awkward scene in the movie where the U.S. soldier, and then is that Filipino? That's Filipino. I'm mixed with that. It's awesome. and it's like, and then the grandmother's like, yeah, and you're gonna make special babies, and then this U.S. soldier's like, oh God, wait a minute, no, I can't do this. I can't be in love with you because my babies are gonna be mixed raced. Oh my God. And he starts freaking out. He's like, I can't. Oh my God, it's so traumatizing.
You have good life here. I am rich. Since war, I make $2,000. War go on, I make maybe more.
This is craziness. Anyways,
give all the money to you and Liat. You don't have to work. I work for you. All day long, you and Lee, I play together. Make love. Talk happy. No think about Philadelphia. It's no good.
Happy talk, keep talking, happy talk. Talk about things you'd like to do. You got to have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream come true? Talk about the moon floating in the sky, looking like a lily on a lake. Talk about the bird learning how to fly, making all the music he can make. Happy talk, keep talking, happy talk. Talk about things you'd like to do. You got to have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream come true? Talk about the star, looking like a toy, peeking through the branches of a tree. Talk about the girl, talk about the boy, counting all the ripples on the sea. Happy talk, keep talking, happy talk. Talk about things you'd like to do. You got to have a dream. Don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream come true? girl. Golly, baby, I'm a lucky cuss. Talk about the girl saying to the boy, you and me is lucky to be us. Happy talking, talking, happy talk. Talk about things you like to do. You got to have a dream. You don't have a dream. How you gonna have a dream come true if you don't talk happy? And you never have dream, then you'll never have a dream come true.
It's a good idea. You like?
So after that, she goes on and talks about how, you know, they're gonna have mixed race children, and then the soldier freaks out. And then we have, what in God's glory on earth is happening right now? Whoa, whoa, whoa. I have been talking, talking, happy talk.